From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have achieved clarity on the path forward in Syria. Speaking after several hours of talks in Geneva Friday, Mr. Kerry said what he called narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
Friday's meeting came amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border to clear out a pocket of land controlled by the Islamic State group. Previous rounds of international negotiations, including discussions between Kerry and Lavrov, have failed to produce an end to the conflict. Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya Friday as part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and siege left the suburb in ruins. Under terms of the deal, about 700 fighters will be allowed safe exit to the opposition-held northern province of Idlib. About 4,000 civilians will be taken temporarily to a shelter south of Daraya. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, called for protection of people being evacuated from the area. He said their departure must be voluntary, adding that the UN was not consulted or involved in the negotiation of the deal reached between rebel factions and government forces. This is VOA News.